Jason Gray just did some concerts in the area, of course, at Willard Saturday night. And also, I think, was in Marshfield on Sunday. And what was initially billed as a private concert in somebody's backyard in Lakeville, Minnesota. But Jason was sending the word that, hey, they're opening it up to the public. So he does more of his concerts in Wisconsin and Minnesota than anywhere. And he's going to be back, actually, to Willard and to Build a Stage Productions for benefiting Different Ministry. You can learn more at differentministry.org. That's differentministry.org. But I believe Rhett Walker is due in the third Saturday in July. So, all right. 67 degrees, our wake-up temp. Good morning. Went out to the Eau Claire Express game. First time in a few years, I think, for me. No, that was last year. Yeah, boy, I forget. Yeah, we did both times it's been an outing with guys from church. Sat in the general admission last night. It was fun. They still do a lot of the games between every half inning on the field. Primarily kids, some adults, but had too many hot dogs, though. I mean, hadn't officially had dinner, showed up, and the group I was with, somebody had kind of the quick trip deal, which is like five games, and you get, I don't know, food with that. And so, Joseph, thank you. He had a few hot dogs and a brat, and it was all, the ketchup, the mustard, and what have you. And that, when you have that first one, right, with any food, you eat it and you're like, it really tastes good because you're like, you got that hunger going on. So then I hit the concession stand at one point and I thought, all right, well, sizing up the different prices, you can get costly, the ball game like that. And I'm like, oh, go for a hot dog. And I said $4. And so I put down the $5 and she gives me $3 back. And I'm like, I'm confused. She said, it's happy hour. I'm like, okay, I try to be happy all day long, but all right, for more than just an hour. But I thought, all right, well, I was willing to invest $4 in the Eau Claire Express, so here's another $2. I'll take another hot dog. Didn't need that many. Dressed it up again with the ketchup and the mustard. And the Silver Springs mustard there. And so maybe overdid that part a little much with the relish, but did eat them all. We've done stories in the past that every hot dog takes so much time off your life. So I may have shortened my stay on Earth there yesterday. All right. Well, among today in history items, in 1987, showbiz legend Jackie Gleason passed on this day at the age of 71. His long career in TV and movies included the show The Honeymooners, Jigot, The Hustler, and Smokey and the Bandit with Burt Reynolds and Sally Field, right? I remember that. 1987. Okay. Although that's when he died. That's not when... Smokey and the Bandit was a 1970s movie, I'm sure. Check me on that. All right, we're going to do the full devotion that we did, only partially did yesterday. And I try to limit this to 5 minutes. Here we go. It's from our friend Jason Cann's Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus, John 13:8. Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." How often do we resist what we most need? Jesus used ritual during the Last Supper because he knew physical symbols help us to remember. With his words, he was telling his disciples how to live a life of love, but he was also showing them through actions. Peter was a pretty literal guy. Jason says, in his estimation, his imagination, he suspects that he was probably the last one to understand the message beneath the mess. Watching Jesus stoop to clean the disciples' feet, he resisted. He wanted to communicate that he needed nothing, but Jesus knew that Peter needed to be reminded of a deeper cleansing. And that is the forgiveness of his sins. Baptism is a one-time event in the life of a Christian, whether it occurs at infancy or as a believer. Symbolically, we go down into the water in death and are raised in purity to new life. Sometimes we forget the truth of our baptism. We need regular reminders of our new purity and of our ongoing dependence upon the work, the forgiving work of Jesus. Jesus told Peter, "Without receiving my cleansing, you have no relationship with me. If you choose to rely upon yourself, you cannot rely upon me. It's your choice, but you cannot do this on your own." So our friend Jason says he began by asking, how often do we resist what we most need? How frequently do our words, thoughts, or actions communicate our belief that we can manage life on our own? How often do we downplay our dependency upon God's forgiveness and grace? Today, remember your baptism and remind yourself again of the gift of God's forgiveness. Closing prayer, Jesus, we often try to be fiercely independent, acting as if we don't need anything from you and trying to manage our life on our own. Yet our sins continue to accumulate and we become overwhelmed by our brokenness. Remind us again that we need to overcome, that we need to come daily to the river of your grace and mercy. Good stuff there here on WWIB this morning. Hey, we were asking a question yesterday I want to continue to ask today, and that is, would you call yourself a WIB super listener? Some, like Jan in Colfax and Mike in La Crosse, Sherry in Whitehall checked in that regard. Would you call yourself a WIB super listener? How do I define that? Somebody who, you know, starts with us early and checks in throughout the day, and as we think about our summer smiles at Chick-fil-A tomorrow, maybe a listener who as often as you can tries to make it out and support WWIB at various live broadcast or remote events. That would be fantastic as well. Again, not required, but certainly a possibility. Birthdays on the listener line, and birthday Bob strikes again, yeah, at 715-396-1670. And again, we've been asking yesterday and today, coming off PCD John's funeral on Saturday in Sheldon and the committal in Ladysmith, saying the term was used that he was a super listener, a WIB super listener. Is that you, somebody who starts early and sticks with us whenever you can throughout the day, checking in, and even into the overnight hours, I guess, like John did? That would be great. We're identifying you, Jan in Colfax and Mike in La Crosse, Sherry in Whitehall. I think Bob in Rice Lake is one. I'm going to count you as a WIB super listener. You certainly are super in the birthday department. He's got happy birthday. We'd love to hear from you if you are one. 396-1670, 396-1670. Tell us when you listen. Happy birthday, Mary Bray. Bob says, our oldest sister, and as we refer to her, the leader of the pack, the first of 10. May your day be abundantly blessed from family and friends, sent with loud effect. And he sent a cake picture and the whole deal, Mary, so he's taking care of you. Loves his big sister. All right. Thank you, Bob. Other birthdays today, I go to Facebook to learn there's a lot of them. Carla Johnson. Norman Gilliland, who had been with public radio so long. Dizzy with a birthday today. Nazhaj. Glenn Mabey. I remember Glenn from back in my early days in the early 80s. Like, I'm talking my freshman year in college, 82, 83, WEC Radio. Glenn, turning old enough for Medicare today. Happy birthday, big guy. Ryan Rico with a birthday. Beto Romo. James Redman. Beto Romo and Gabe Romo, same birthday. Okay, do with that what you will. Tammy Halverson. I saw my cousin Bob. Wonderful birthday sentiment to his wife on Facebook. Spencer Nicolotti down in the La Crosse area. Are you really only 38? Spencer, you're young, man. And Michael Feltis, knew him growing up. Michael turning 59 today in Michigan, I believe. Well, we're certainly coming off some hot days, Caleb.
Yes, and as temperatures rise, of course, many folks are looking for ways to cool down, and a cold shower might seem like the perfect solution. Might.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might seem like that. However, this refreshing ritual may not be as effective as you think. Actually, it might not help your body cool off at all.
Our bodies function best at around 98.6 degrees. Of course, people know that. When we start to overheat, the brain kicks into action, signaling blood vessels and muscles to activate cooling mechanisms.
Yeah, if our core temperature rises above 102 to 104, it can lead to serious organ damage.
To combat heat, our bodies rely on several methods, primarily sweating, which accounts for about 22% of heat loss, and radiation, which helps release approximately 60% of body heat out into the environment.
But during extreme heat, these mechanisms often feel insufficient.
While a cold shower or bath might feel soothing on your skin, it may actually hold more heat in your body rather than expel it like it's supposed to.
So when you immerse yourself in cold water, blood vessels near the skin constrict, reducing blood flow to the surface.
This reaction can trick your body into thinking it needs to conserve heat instead of releasing it. Fascinating. I had no idea.
All that being said, when it's been hot and you're sweaty, and before you go to, for me at least, like that colder shower before bed, getting clean, and it just makes it, I don't want to go to bed all sticky and sweaty. So
go jump in a lake, too. Yeah. That always works.
Something to cool off. Again, a little cooler weather coming our way, but some wet weather, but still We want to really encourage people that Summer Smiles event tomorrow, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first 50 people get a free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and not one, but two drawings to sign up for. One, a huge two-night family of five overnight stay-and-play, two-night stay-and-play Metropolis Resort Action City Chaos Water Park. And then you have the chance to sign up as well at each of our four events for our grand prize for the summer, which is a family four-pack of OneFest tickets plus an overnight at Metropolis with some Chaos Water Park tickets thrown in as well, too. So great drawings to sign up for. We'll be playing Plinko for prizes as well, too. So, man, come on out. Yeah, it will be rainy, but we've come to expect that, I think, in Wisconsin. It's time for Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show. And what a prize do we have for you, courtesy of Stu and the crew at Badger Steel and Rice Lake, where they are ready for all of your projects. We have two full event OneFest tickets to give away, plus parking. Again, Badger Steel, one of our great sponsors for our OneFest promotion and coverage of OneFest 2025, August 1st through the 3rd in Kadot. So two full event OneFest tickets, plus your parking, 715-723-2555. Halvo has the question for us because it came from his personal experience.
Yeah, my last baseball game of the year was a sectional semi in Stevens Point. What TV show theme did I hear between innings that caught my ear? What was it?
What TV show theme? 715-723-2555, 723-2555. For a chance to win two full event OneFest tickets plus parking, courtesy of Badger Steel in Rice Lake.
All you gotta do is tell us the theme and you're going to OneFest, courtesy of Badger Steel. All right, let's go to the phones, 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Scott from Triple Falls.
All right, Scott.
Cheers.
Was it the theme from Cheers?
That's a very famous theme, but that is not it. Sorry.
And Halvo was broadcasting a sectional semifinal baseball game. Heard what TV show theme between innings?
Keep the guesses coming here at 723-2555. I mean, it's a fantastic prize, and you would love to win it. And so give it a go here, 723-2555. What TV show theme? Cheers was a good guess.
It was a good guess. Thank you, Scott from Chippewa, 715-723-2555. Tuesday trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show, rather. Two full event, one fest tickets plus parking from Badger Steel and Rice Lake. If you can name the TV show theme that Havel heard between innings in that sectional semifinal baseball game out in Stevens Point. 723-2555.
Certainly, we'll continue to take guesses at other times, but we're doing it right now. And other chances maybe after 8:15 and 8:45. But anybody else out there other than our first caller here this morning?
And you never know. We might even get a Tuesday trivia winner on a Tuesday. That happens occasionally. And then we'll have to come up with a game for tomorrow. But 723-2555 for your chance to win.
We got someone. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right. Hello. Go ahead. You're on the air. All right.
So well, we hope.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chris, Triple Falls.
Okay, go ahead. What's your guess?
Is it MASH?
MASH.
Is it MASH?
Yeah. Famous
classic
television show, one of the biggest TV audiences of all time when that wrapped up in 83. I want to say February 28th of 83, but that was not it.
Name the TV show theme, 715-723-2555. What theme did Halvo hear between innings doing a high school baseball game out in Stevens Point?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julie from Ladysmith.
Hi, Julie. What do you think?
I'm going to say The Price is Right.
The Price is Right. The very theme here. Is that possibly what we are? That would be funny.
I wish we were that tricky.
But that's not it. Thanks, Julie. They're
trying Thank you, Julie.
To you guys outbox to us here. Bye-bye.
Call us back.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Gail. I'm calling from Cameron, Wisconsin.
All right, go ahead.
I didn't hear what the other caller said because I was connecting my phone.
Yeah.
And I am going to guess Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island. That has not been guessed yet, along with Cheers, MASH, Price is Right. Could it be Gilligan's Island? It's not it.
3-hour tour, though, could relate sometimes to the length of baseball games.
I know.
Can go for a while.
I know. All right. People are not, we've got a lot of the older shows. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Johnny from Chippewa.
Hey, Johnny.
Is it Full House?
Full House, yeah.
And so many of these bring back nostalgia, right? It's like great themes, great TV show themes.
I know. Could that be it? Full House? That's not it. Sorry, Johnny.
715-723-2555. Call our studio line. Get live on the air for Tuesday Trivia for your chance to win, courtesy of Badger Steel, 2 full event tickets to One Fest plus parking.
All right, let's do 3 more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Mark. You'd like to go to One Fest on our dime and Badger Steel. What do you think?
I'm going to guess Jeopardy.
Jeopardy. Yeah, that's another good one, right? Well known, maybe not if not the theme, the music during the show, but that's not it.
Thank you, Mark. 715-723-2555. We're down to 2 more guesses here for Tuesday Trivia before we punt this to next hour.
Yeah, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Phillips, Wisconsin. I'm Levi Healthcamp.
All right, go ahead. What do you think, Levi?
Happy Days.
Happy Days.
Oh, yeah. I love that one.
Yeah. Grew up with that one.
It's a great theme.
It is. I think, actually, Henry Winkler just turned 80.
Wow.
Could that be it? The Fonz, the show that he was on? It's not it. Sorry.
I wish it was, just because I really want to hear that now.
Another try at Tuesday Trivia.
Tuesday Trivia try number 2. Yes. Here on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel, courtesy of Badger Steel in Rice Lake. What a prize do we have for you, friends. 2 full event tickets to OneFest 2025, August 1st through the 3rd at the Chippewa Valley Music Festival grounds in Kadot. 2 full event tickets plus parking, again, courtesy of one of our great OneFest coverage and promotion sponsors, Stu and the crew at Badger Steel in Rice Lake. 715-723-2555. We're working on a question, Havel, that came from your own life experience while broadcasting a high school baseball game.
Yeah, as simple as, what TV show theme did I hear them playing between innings during the game?
Again, he was broadcasting a high school playoff baseball game, was out in Stevens Point, heard a TV show theme between innings. What TV show theme did Havel hear? 715-723-2555 to guess.
You tell us, you win. It could be this morning here. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Levi again.
What's it?
From Phillips, Wisconsin.
From Phillips. All right, Levi, go ahead.
Laverne and Shirley.
Laverne and Shirley, a classic from, I can still tell you, Tuesday nights after Happy Days. So could that be it? Sorry.
Thank you, Levi. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Yep. 723-2555.
Based in Milwaukee, like Happy Days. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark in Chippewa Falls.
All right, Mark.
Did you hear the NBA on NBC by John Tesh?
The NBA and NBC theme, which he says John Tesh did. We play some of John, especially around Christmas. Could that be it? Sorry, Mark.
That is a great theme, though. 715-723-2555. What TV show theme did Havel hear between innings while broadcasting a high school baseball game?
Yeah, and NBA returning to NBC now. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Sherry calling from Fairchild.
Hi, Sherry.
So I don't know, because I just got on in my truck, got the radio on. I don't know if it was guessed already, but the theme from, like, Jeopardy.
That was guessed.
But here's the thing. It was guessed. You get a bonus guess. But the last guesser did not actually sing it for us.
Like you did.
So you get bonus points. You don't win anything, but you do get bonus points. But Sherry from Fairchild, go ahead. You can guess again. You can guess again.
Well, you guys are already playing it, and The Price is Right.
That was guessed,
that was
too.
Guessed as well, too. We're not that clever.
You're not that clever. Okay. Let me see. Some of the Laverne and Shirley days. I don't know. What year was it again? We just doing the game.
It was this earlier this year. Earlier this year, Havel was at the game.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, probably.
Yeah, not too long ago.
Rocky theme.
The theme from Rocky.
Okay, so that is your guess. More of a movie theme, and that's not it. Sorry.
It's not, again, the theme from Cheers, MASH, The Price is Right, Gilligan's Island, Full House, Jeopardy, Happy Days, Friends, Laverne and Shirley, the NBA and NBC theme. Not the theme from Rocky either. What TV show theme did Havel hear this baseball game, this playoff baseball game, between innings?
All right, and so we'll see if we're going to get any more callers here. Going once, twice, and just at the last minute, the 11th hour.
I mean, this is for One Fest tickets, courtesy of Badger Steel, plus parking 2 full event One Fest tickets. So, of course, people are saying, hey, I'm going to give it a guess here.
Absolutely. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Heather from Bruce.
Hi, Heather. Go ahead.
Is it the 70s show?
That's 70s
That's
show.
That's 70s show.
Okay.
Yeah. Can't say I ever really watched a lot of that, right? But could that be it? That's not it. Sorry.
I believe that was set in Wisconsin, wasn't it?
Was it? Okay.
I think
too.
So.
Boy, we're popular for TV shows like that. All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Levi from Phillips, Wisconsin.
All right,
again.
Levi.
Hill Street Blues.
Hill Street Blues. A great theme, for sure. Was that Mike Post? I want to say Mike Post.
I'm not familiar with that
one. Yeah, Mike Post. John Williams is the king of doing movie themes.
Oh, okay.
But, Mike Post on TV. No, not that. Sorry.
Good guess, though, Levi.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Amber from Cameron.
All right, Amber.
How about Bonanza?
Oh, yeah, another classic TV show theme. These are just so fun. Bonanza, could that be what it was? Sorry.
Wasn't it? Again, the chance to win these OneFest tickets.
Three more guesses. All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on the radio.
Mark again.
All right, Mark, go ahead.
With the sports theme, I'm going to go with the NFL on Fox.
All right, sticking with that, the NFL on Fox. Could that have been what I heard between innings? Sorry. Two more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Roxy from Ojibwa.
Good to hear
from you. How about the Rockford Files?
The Rockford Files. What makes you say that?
I don't know, because it was just a cool theme.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a cool theme. Did the Rockford File theme, not everybody might be familiar, did it sound like this? Is that the theme you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, that theme. Could that be what I heard? Yes, it was! Roxy, you got it! I don't believe it!
Woo!
Roxy with the Rockford Files. We thought that was going to take quite a while. What a guess. We're going to send you to OneFest courtesy of Badger Steel. How about that?
Awesome.
Wow.
Fantastic job, Roxy.
Thank you so much.
We didn't even make it to 8:45.
That was great.
Good job, Roxy. You're going to OneFest. You excited?
Yes.
Absolutely fantastic. All right, hold the line. You're going to see this guy at OneFest, Danny Gokey on WWIB, where we are family. Good morning, and congrats to Roxy. Well, we had so many good TV show themes mentioned this morning. One of them that had come up, Caleb, I didn't know if you were familiar with, but Mike Post, who actually did the Rockford Files, did this one for Hill Street Blues, NBC show as well. So we'll get that as our background here this morning as we talk about just how many of us are there in this United States of America?
Yes, indeed. So I think so often you hear that number, 330 million people in the United States.
Uh-huh.
But population experts say that by the end of this year or early next year, the U.S. population will be far above 330 million.
Yes, they do. In fact, the colonial population hit 1 million in 1740.
And again, they're saying 350 million. 350 million is where we'll be at. So, again, you mentioned the colonial population. The census of 1820 recorded just under 10 million. So we're kind of taking it through the ages here. How do we get to 350 million?
Yeah, the U.S. reached 100 million residents in 1915.
And now, again, late 2025 or early 2026, projected to reach 350 million people in this great nation.
There you go. So, WWIB, we are family, and we'd like to count that family as many as possible of that 350 million. Because when you're not in the area, be like Jan and from Colfax, who said, I'm a Super Whip listener, and she was working with Samaritan's Purse in North Carolina this weekend and was listening on the live stream. So take us with you as you go on your summer travels.